with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Previously on this program, we have featured the Funk Prairie Home and Museum, as well as the unique gem and mineral collection located at the same site. But guide and historian Bill Case says there's yet a third tour available if you visit the Central Illinois location.
Our third tour is the barn tour, where we've got 1,500 square foot wing of horse-drawn farm equipment, beautifully laid out, and you go through and learn the whole process from breaking the ground to harvest. And you see the equipment that they used in the days before gasoline engines and tractors. And then out in the barnyard, there's more horse-drawn farm equipment. And then we go through the barn, and our barn is completely restored. It's one of the oldest woodpeg barns left in McLean County. And we have draft horses and goats and sheep and chickens, and talk about how the barns were built in the old days and how they had barn raisings and then what they used the animals for.
Case says the Funk family contributed much to the settlement of the area and the history of Midwest agriculture.
Isaac Funk started the Funk family here in Illinois in 1824, and he is one of the first people ever to break the prairie to plant corn. He's one of the first people ever to feed the corn to livestock and drive them long overland drives, initially to the East Coast and then eventually Chicago and even the lead mines in Galena. He helped establish a pattern of breeding and feeding that we still follow today. He and his wife had 9 children that lived to maturity. They were all influential in agriculture.
Case says barns are important pieces of agriculture history, and not many of them are still around.
I know growing up, I just took barns for granted, but to find out how they were made, how much engineering and work it took, and how whole communities came together to do it. The neat thing in our barn is that we have a lot of the original tools that they used, the actual saws and axes and pulleys that they used to lift the huge beams up, and the wood pegs, and we have examples of those. And it's just neat to think about the process. It's a beautiful example of that kind of barn that you don't see much anymore. Plus, it was where they harnessed the draft animals, and so you see the horses in there with all their harness on the wall, and you can kind of picture the people and animals working together.
There's also the opportunity to see some farm animals during the barn tour.
We have Percheron draft horses, Pat and Mike, various goats and sheep, chickens and roosters occasionally, because a lot of people, even who grow up out in the country, don't have live animals on their farms anymore. It's an opportunity to see them up close.
The Funk site is located near Shirley in McLean County, just south of Bloomington. It's open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4 during the months of March through December. Tour reservations are required. For more information, visit funkprairiehomemuseum.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.